Where do we start?
As on the screen and on the survey here, you'll notice the road infringes on the corner property. And then beyond, which is not on the very left-hand side,
can
where
I have
there's
your
a
pointer. Do we have the battery replaced?
Working there today, wasn't it? Did I get it to work?
Yeah, turn it on.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, Frank.
That's all right.
I thought it was working. I got it working there today.
This probably started, Mr. Pennell, about a year and a half, year and three quarters ago. Mr. Hershen and I went to this location several times. These two parcels are owned by Table Rock LLC.
Oh, here you are. That's right. No big deal. Thank you.
And, the gentleman that lives in this home would like to either have a serious addition.
A serious addition this way.
This way.
Yep.
Okay.
And the problem is the previous commissioner promised some things.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be great. Here, this is for Bob or for Nikki. Thank you. Sorry about that.
In my meetings with the previous commissioner, I was going to show you this little wedge here. There's also a piece of property that we, the county, have acquired due to building the road over time. There's a storm drain inlet here with a pipe that goes about straight over there and then about in that direction like that.
Okay, it's really messed up the corner.
This gentleman here would like to do some improvements to the home. And it's my understanding that due to the configuration of the lot and the three telephone, three power.
Can you scan it? Can you shove the whole picture that way so I can see more of his lot? Yeah.
This one?
Yep, keep on going. And up a little bit. Just a little bit. There, right there. Perfect. Let's see how it redraws it. Okay. You can't see it, that's right.
Not really.
Okay.
But there's I think it's a highline pole.
It is a highline.
I think there's three poles. It was my understanding that he wanted us to move the road into where it's platted, which would essentially would turn this into a 90-degree road. And Mr. Hershman and I went out to discuss different things that we could do. Ultimately, the gentleman, I believe, would like the telephone poles.
Well, isn't the telephone currently diagonal?
It is.
So, did you see that clearing?
Yep.
So he can't add on
right through the middle of that last lot.
Right. He can't add on to that lot there because below it there's the telephone pole line right there. That's exactly right.
Yep.
And then it goes parallel behind the other shed.
Right.
And then it goes parallel to his property line. So the suggestion was, he said, either give me, buy my corner from me or fix the road, or in exchange for all that, move the telephone line so I can do my addition. Now, he was promised the telephone line to be moved. I didn't say that. That's what he was promised.
Okay.
So I had Frank obviously survey this out, and it's what he's done, to confirm what we're talking about. And then the second thing was cost estimates. What's it going to cost us to relocate the road versus relocate the high lines?
Right.
So there's where we are infringing. So what is your little jotted down prices?
Have an estimate for
from Harry Vanderpoog,
White River Electric. Yep.
Total cost for moving of the electrical poles, $6,339.
That's to move the lines to get it, and then we take this over.
Then he would just give us an easement,
right?
Yes.
For this
to make it all right.
Okay.
Randy and I tried to do an estimate on the moving of the road, and our estimate was right at that cost.
More than that.
There's some unknowns. We're looking at more like 8 or 10 to actually reconfigure this corner. And if this is to be taken out and relocated and still function properly, it's an unknown cost that we're not able to.
Plus it goes to a 90, which we really don't want.
Put a hard number on.
Okay, you mentioned this inlet here, and they go in this way, and this way does. Are those, do they go out into the air? I mean, are they open?
No,
there's probably a catch inlet here and goes to this catch box and then.
I don't know if there's one there or not.
Just the way you said it, I thought maybe that they weren't working. Are they working?
They just got installed, right?
3 or 4 years
ago. Okay.
There was a.
So there wouldn't be any other work required?
No.
The corner's okay and all that jazz.
Yes. 3 or 4 years ago, there was an extensive drainage improvement project in this area, and it corrected the drainage problems that this area was having. But in doing so, it infringed on private property by a total of $900.
Well, I'm inclined to move that we pay for the electrical line because I'd rather leave the road the way it is. But I also would need the easement rewritten so that it was a condition of he would have to sign over the easements in exchange for the relocation cost. That's what I'm leaning toward.
In other words, we'd be buying these two easements and let him work with White River, give him that amount of money to go get his line.
Correct, or we can just have we wanted to do it from the financials. Right.
That'd be cleaner. We'd be buying an easement and we wouldn't be working right. with White River. And
right.
Maybe.
This estimate is probably 8 to 12 months old.
Right.
That's when we last talked about it.
Gas is down a lot, so maybe it's cheaper.
It could be
cheaper.
Things are cheaper.
They aren't doing as much. Let me just, I'll make a motion then. I'll move that we, no, I can't move. I'm trying to think. Move that we offer the appropriate amount of money, which is $6,339 for the acquisition of easements on lot 16 of the Siesta Cove subdivision.
As indicated on this survey, lot.
Yeah, as indicated on the survey by Archer Engineering. And so what I would, so that's my motion.
Got a job number you can put on there too, Jim.
Jim, here's the job number. It's 101489.012.
101489.012.
Yep. And so what we would say is we would write up an easement exchange for that dollar figure if we can get a hard quote from that. That makes sense?
Get an updated number on this?
Updated number, and let's see what that number is.
See if it's come down.
And just tell them that it needs to be nothing higher than that when you get an updated number, because we finally got through government, and we've got a motion to do this thing. That's with White River, right? And at the same time, we'll get the easement over here.
What was the name of that subdivision?
Siesta Cove. S-I-E... STA.
Archer won't cost us, charge as much to write a legal description.
Write a legal, then Bob has to approve the legal, I guess, is what the official. Get a new estimate on that, and then we just need to write the acquisition easement document. Harry Vanderplug.
Oh.
That's who I met out there during the May time frame with. It was during the Branson Air Show because they were practicing the day I was out there. Zoom in his house. $6,339, is that right?
Correct.
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Yes, you have a second. Hey, Bob, can I interrupt you? This is Gunter.
Yes.
We've made a motion and a second to just buy the easement.
To make it right.
For the same amount that he can get his electric line moved. Comments?
Well, if you can make it right so that there's not a problem, and it's the same cost as moving the electric to make it right, is it solving the other problem with the other utilities? The sewer?
Yes, it would solve all the problems.
If it solves all the problems for the same price without having to go through some work, why not?
Okay.
All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
So you'll get a new price? And then get the easement document to Bobby Brown over here. Bobby Brown Jr. The way you're beating me, I know. My goodness. Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you
for going through all that. That's us. That's Rick Finley to us.
Oh, yeah.
Animal control.
I'm going to put that on the agenda. We're done with Beacon. Yes.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
Not one Beacon.
Now, you have
10 minutes.
8 minutes, Frank, if you want to talk about any other things for Road and Bridge.
Yeah.
I'll give you an update on some of our Plantation Road people.
Yeah.
I have met with the company and company representatives two or three times in person, I believe three, and on the phone with them almost daily. It started out, we had two failures this year in our 70-plus mile chip seal program. Their individual lab results, which I've not seen evidence of and asked for, state that they met minimum requirements for specifications for this type of oil. Although they met the specifications, they were on the very low side of meeting those specifications. We had an independent lab test the same oil that we used that particular day. And because the sample was smaller than a quart, we were only able to do a viscosity test. But still, that viscosity test let us know that the oil they used was not on the good side of the parameters for being within specifications. Bottom line of what I'm saying is that the oil that was used on that particular day appears to have had some problems, and laboratory results indicate that also. Last time we spoke, we talked about the company paying for all of the claims that have come through. That's where the problem begins. We have several property owners. One that is so frustrated, I'll call him the Jeep person, is so frustrated that currently the company is offering to allow the people to come to Springfield to work with a specialized detail shop that spends between $200 and $600 per vehicle to remove all the oil. It's something that they've done for over 10 years. A lot of MoDOT customers or citizens that get oil on their cars are sent to this particular place, and they claim to not have an upset customer in the past 10 years. One party has, this is also all on Plantation, one party has three vehicles, two of his own and a friend that was visiting a son or daughter, and they all have oil on them. He's not sure, based on the estimates he's received, he's not sure that he wants a detail shop to work on his vehicle, which is the same statement the person with the Jeep made. He does not want his vehicle worked on by a detail shop because that's what he does for a living, and he feels the damages are so extreme that parts and pieces of plastic on the vehicle would need to be replaced, of which a part of that story I'm in agreement with. The soft plastics on the vehicle were grayed out, and that's a characteristic of using a citrusol on a plastic material. So they have denied that Jeep as a claim to them, and I'm in the process of turning it into our insurance company because we did do damage to his vehicle with the cleaning.
Because we cleaned it.
We cleaned it.
And so now we have a claim.
Pending.
Okay, so let me make sure. I don't know why, and this is something we talked about. I would like all other claims that we haven't touched go right with the oil company. Isn't that the proper?
That's what I've done all along in our negotiations, which seem to be almost daily. It started out in the beginning that it was not going to be a problem for them, and bring us the claims as the
but
dollar.
Why are they talking to you? Why aren't they talking to the oil company's insurance company? That's where I'm saying you're in the middle.
Right. It's a horrible place to be, too. They're talking to sales representative and vice president of the company itself.
That's what they're talking to. So you're out of that picture.
No. They came down and tried to negotiate something last week with me. They've not
turned this in. They being the oil company?
Yeah, they offered $250 per vehicle.
But we're not. It's not our deal to negotiate. It's whatever. It's between them and the personal property. I mean, I don't know why, Bob. We have a small. That's why I got you down here. The insurance on Plantation Road, the bad chip and seal oil that didn't set up that caused some dirty vehicles and damaged vehicles. Evidently, some of the vehicles that we cleaned, we used a harsher substance and damaged some plastics on those vehicles, the ones that we cleaned. And then the ones that haven't been cleaned yet, Frank's in the middle of negotiating between the oil company and the individual. Is that right?
That's correct.
Should we be the first line of defense between this oil company's claims, or do they should be talking directly with the oil company and we should step out of that picture?
I've done what you've asked.
I know you have. But you get back, they're wanting to drag you back in.
Yes.
You can stand over there, Bob, if you want to do your best thinking over here.
Yeah, I mean, the microphone is what I'm looking for.
Oh, no, it's there for you.
Okay. Obviously, you want it to be, if we're talking about a lot of money, you're wanting it to be covered by insurance, and you're wanting it to be insured by the oil company's insurance. So if at all possible, you'd probably want them to talk to the oil company and the oil company's.
But the oil company's wanting to settle with us on behalf of them for the individuals. And Frank instructed them to talk to them directly. Then last week they brought you back in and tried to offer you $250 a vehicle to settle it. See what I'm saying? They're bringing them back in. And I really don't want you to be brought back in.
I mean, basically, their contract is with us on the oil, and the people who had their cars damaged, they're looking at it as if they're settling with us in order to make it right with these people. So,
their bottom line last Friday afternoon was that they will offer the individuals to have their vehicles cleaned, and I asked in Springfield, so I asked about rental cars. You know, there could be an instance where a person would need a rental car or a day or two off work. It'll be a 2 to 3 day process.
The cleaning place is in Springfield.
To get each vehicle clean. The party with three vehicles does not want to deal with Springfield. And their bottom line is, if they're not going to do what we've asked them to do, then they're not taking our offer to help them.
And they're going to come do legal action.
Right.
We need to turn it over to our insurance company as well. Let our insurance company deal
and then
with
we can do and go buy our insurance company to their insurance company then?
Yeah, I mean, some of this we may not even be liable for, even though we might feel morally obligated. We may not have liability for some of it. I think it'd be a good idea because obviously they're going to make a claim against the county. As well as the oil company, we might as well turn it over to our insurance company and see what our coverage is and what they're willing to do. And
okay. Well, then let's turn it over.
I spoke with Becky from Connell Insurance. She's the claims adjuster management person. And she was thinking along the same lines as what you gentlemen just stated. I tried to do everything I could to prevent it from going to this point, but the customer ultimately customers have been unhappy with dealing with the oil company. The oil company's not been returning their phone calls, and the option that they're giving them right now to me could be a hardship for some people to get and a second person to get them up to Springfield and a second vehicle to bring them.
We just need to take care of it so it doesn't go to court because it's going to cost more, and then I'm sure Connell will go after that insurance company directly. Don't you think?
I don't know how much the claim is, potentially. I think we need to turn it over to our insurance company, try to make it right for our citizens, and at the same time, not make them deal with the oil companies or the oil company's insurance company.
Okay.
Because
just turn it over then, Frank, in all these individual cases, and have them, I guess at that point, they would talk to the individual from Connell.
Right.
Let's just get out of the middle of it.
Okay.
Chuck, what you thought?
Fine, me.
Good.
Okay.
New subject?
I've been asked to serve on a board to speak at a MACTO.
The MACTO? Is that the email I saw you?
Yes.
Wanting to go up to St. Charles?
St. Charles.
I'm all for you going.
Okay.
Chuck, or what about you?
Like I already said, yes. Yep.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. It's a day and a half event. And,
what, two hotel nights or one?
What kind of event is it?
Are you going to mail to that?
I'm not. It's Missouri.
Missouri Transportation County MAC.
MACTO.
I mean, what do they do? I mean, what do they discuss?
Roads.
I'll be roads, new techniques. I'll be discussing vehicle
damage from bed oil.
you're made expert.
Vehicle and equipment acquisition in the governmental process. It's
how to work with the Great County Commission.
It's the group that Dan Ratterman heads. I believe he's the director of the group right now.
Can I blindside you with one piece of information because we're on borrowed time now?
Okay.
Remember us going out and visit with Tom Holman off of 86?
Yes.
Did you pass it on to MoDOT?
I did. I passed it on to Bert Pitchford.
Did you follow up with Tom to make sure he got contacted? Can you?
I have not, but I can.
Can you just make sure he did get contacted? You want his number?
Yeah, sure.
I just had it as a reminder. I put it as a reminder since then. 337-3907.
If he hasn't been contacted, I'll leave Mr. Pitchford's number with him. They can talk directly.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they did speak.
Okay.
Because he had some legitimate concerns, and they need to address that intersection too. We found another intersection probably needs another turn lane.